You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Living Without a Countdown. I've been noticing something lately in conversations with my students and community. Honestly, it's something I recognize very much in myself too. Especially for those of us who are high-achieving types, or aspiring high-achieving types, we tend to live with an invisible measuring stick. I was talking with a woman who's definitely a high achiever in the middle of changing positions at her company. It's a bit of a stretch role for her, challenging but exciting. And she said something that stopped me. She said she keeps catching herself micro-judging herself. How did I do today? How did I do this morning? How did I do this week? So I asked her, does that kind of evaluation even suit your role? And she laughs and she goes, no, not at all. Actually, my work unfolds in seasons. 6 months would make more sense, possibly even a year. And so, we established that that was the more realistic scale of growth and improvement for what she does now. Then she added, but no one is doing this to me. It's just that I keep doing it to myself. Ah, yes, the invisible measuring stick we carry against ourselves. I think for many of us, we learned this early. I mean, think about it. In school, our lives were divided into semesters, weeks, progress reports, exams, essays. Everything came back marked, measured, recorded. A system that quietly taught us how to evaluate our worth as students, and somehow that was supposed to set us up for our future. Now, for those of us who were good at it, or worked hard to be good at it, we carried that mode of operating into adulthood. Not just into our work, but quite often also into our lives. We spank ourselves forward, we push, we assess, and then we ask constantly, am I doing enough? Am I doing it right? For me, I have this vivid picture of like one of those race horses with the blinders on, and they're meant to just ignore everything, but be spanked in the butt and just run for it. And I feel this becomes especially loud at the start of a new year. So many people are focused on resolutions. And I want to gently distinguish resolutions from intention. Because, well, at least for me, setting an intention feels like a directive. It feels like where your mind meets reality. It's clarifying an orientation, inviting some future version of yourself into your current reality. Now, resolutions, on the other hand, feel like a to-do list that we measure ourselves against and we must catch up to it and accomplish it. The former opens. The other narrows and spanks. Why do we do that to ourselves? I think this is the important part, because we have to notice that there is an old paradigm at work here. We have to first kizuku, come to recognition of it, and then we get to choose a new path. What if I stopped doing this to myself anymore? What if, for once, I let go of this invisible measuring stick? Does that bring stuff up for you? Because even just that question, what does my life feel like and look like if I stopped measuring myself every quarter of the way? That question alone can trigger anxiety. If I don't push myself, who will? Will I still get things done? What if I fall off some invisible bandwagon of responsible adults who earn their worth through effort? But maybe the deeper question is this. What if life doesn't actually require a countdown to be meaningful? Can we just soak in that for a moment? That reminds me of this beautiful guided meditation by Muji, the Advaita Vedanta teacher. Some of you might know him. In this meditation, he guides us into stillness, letting go of thought, resting in presence. And just as the mind gets quiet, he knows, he anticipates what our mind's internal voices would say. Because just as we stand at the brink of deep quiet, emptiness, the mind says, "All right, great, I'm pretty empty now. What's next?" And so Muji preempts that and he says, "No next." It's such a simple moment and such a profound teaching. I love it. We have to recognize the mind is not to blame here. It's just doing its job. The mind is doing what it does. But it doesn't mean that we have to put the mind in charge. Yes, the mind is used to being the one in charge. But meditation has taught me that I don't have to believe or buy into every thought and idea that the mind speaks, especially the one that insists something next must come for this moment to be enough. Because if you could just stay in that quiet, and even when the thought, "Okay, what's next?" comes up, watch the thought. Let it be. Just don't buy into it. Always, this undertone of the real present moment beneath the thought, always is there. And that's where it's so yummy to immerse ourselves in that presence, right? Now, you might still have a to-do list and you might still have laundry running. I certainly do. And at the same time, it can also be true that all is well. All is already complete in a way where there's no need for next. So as we step bravely into this new year, I am inviting myself to live a little more without a countdown, without a list or a resolution, to notice when I'm orienting my life around the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, allowing myself to kind of trial run this other paradigm beyond the old measuring stick. And if this resonates for you, I want to invite you to join me. Because yes, this is enough. Yes, this can be enough.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to go a little deeper, I'd love to invite you to the next online live session of Kizuki Journaling. It's happening on January 26th in North America and January 27th in Japan, Australia, and this side of the world. Replays are available if you can't join us live. The theme for this session is Your Unnamed Essence, an exploration of the self beneath identity, roles, and stories. You can find all the details at mae.live/sessions. I'd love to have you with me for this beautiful, meaningful reflection.